88DXQ testing. KD8DXQ, clear.
KD8RUH. KD8RUH. Burr. KD8DXQ mobile. KG8RUH,
warm
morning.
KG8RUH, good morning, KG8HSAT.
It certainly is cold. It's supposed to get even colder this weekend.
Oh, joy. I was going to go activate Friday. Oh, well. Well, yeah, it was cold the other day. It was 24 or something like that out there at Milan.
Yeah, I got 23 degrees right now at 12 mile and 75.
Okay, let's see. I'm in Dearborn Heights or Taylor, and it's at 24.
Yeah, I saw some of the lows over the weekend are low single digits. It's going to be a chilly one.
After what we had earlier in the week, huh?
I didn't get that one. What was that?
After what we had at the beginning of the week, it was in single digits.
Yep, yeah. Man, I like winter, but I don't know that I'm ready for single digits.
At this plug-in hybrid, and they have these black chargers at work. I don't know, they're one brand. And then they have some white ones. Well, once it gets under 25, well, 29 or 30, I can't use the black charger to charge my C-Max. I got to use the white ones, which are farther away. Yeah, yesterday it was kind of windy out, and it's a bit of a walk from the charging area to the building, so I just didn't bother.
Yeah, it was, last night it was windy, that's for sure. It would have been a cold walk. I remember you telling me it's about a mile.
Yeah, if I park in the east lot, it's pretty close to the dock, but there's no chargers there. And, I don't know, I guess we start with decommissioning January 1st.
How long of a process is that?
I don't know. Them advertising, they want to implode the building in 28, I think is a pipe dream. They got a lot of asbestos abatement. And they got to take all the glass out. Yeah, good luck with that. 30,000 panes of glass.
Wow, and you think it'll take longer than 2 years to get that done?
I worked at the powerhouse at the Rouge, and it took them 20 years. I think part of it was, partnership they had with a steel company and stuff, but it took them 20 years to demolish that building.
Okay. I would imagine they'll do this one a little bit quicker since it's at on the headquarters property, but still, how much quicker can they really do it? So, what do you think, 5 years? 10 years?
Probably 5 years. They gotta abate the whole building. They just not the boiler room. There's asbestos piping all over the place.
Well, that sounds like a tedious process.
only on a job that I would want to entertain. Never seemed very healthy to me, JTHS.
Absolutely. To spend your days in a Tyvek suit with a respirator on and gloves, that would get old real fast.
Most definitely. Yesterday I activated, and I don't know what the deal was. I was just able to get like 15 or so contacts before and after the dateline.
Conditions must have been pretty bad.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. The flux wasn't up as high as it was usually, as it was previous in the week. It was up to 200, I think. What was that, Sunday? Last Sunday. I think it was 168 yesterday.
Well, hopefully it'll get better soon. But hey, I just pulled up at the office. I got to get in there and get going. I got a half day today, so got to cram as much in as I can. It was good talking to you this morning. This is KERUH, and I will talk to you soon. Have a good day.
7-3, and enjoy your kind of extended time off. I wish it was that way for me. I got to go in at 6, work 12 hours today. 7-3, KGHHZ Mobile. KGHHZ Mobile. KGHHZ Mobile.
KEATFM. KEATFM, good morning.
Good morning, running behind for a doctor's appointment.
How are you running behind at 7:41?
Doctor's appointment is at 8:30 at 13 in Hoover.
Well, at least the roads ain't bad. I got everything cleared out. Yesterday was a lot of fun cruising around, but not so bad today.
Nice to get out to your side of town so I can check out that shop of yours.
Oh, my shop is my basement. Yeah, 1,500 square feet of stuff.
My bag is on the Lake Union from Waterford. That's funny.
Yeah, this is Davian from Shelby. Yeah. But I do have a big lab at my house. So I do a lot of engineering type work, so I got a full electronics lab and all kinds of stuff that I need to organize one day.
Hey, did you try checking into the net a couple of times? You were kind of staticky. I think that what happened a couple of weeks ago, didn't it?
Yeah, so the first time you had told me about it, I joined that Thursday. But I tried calling twice, and they didn't seem to either hear me or I was doubling. And then after the second time, I'm like, maybe something's wrong with my radio. So I just kind of listened in. And then the last few weeks, I don't know what happened, but, like, everything keeps happening. But I do have it on my calendar. So as long as everything goes smooth here tonight, I may try to make it in tonight. Yeah, usually I'm on the road, and I just haven't programmed the radio in my car yet, too, so that's one thing that I need to do. But it is on the calendar, so one of these weeks I am going to make it in.
Okay, interesting. The next meeting, or in person, is the third Thursday of December. So I think it's the 18th. So next Thursday at 7 o'clock at MISD building, and you're welcome to come.
Where is that building at? Is that Mount Clemens or? NAWRO.
Go ahead, Tim. KCKJ, it's Damien. We got on the line there.
Hey, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Damien. And this is Tim from Richmond. I was monitoring that last net you tried to check into. I do the tapes afterwards and just listen. And boy, oh boy, you were trying to get in. Your signal was strong. It's just the way the collisions were happening that they just didn't catch you. So, yeah, we have a net tonight. So if you're available tonight, please check in. And the meetings are on Garfield Road at the MISD building, just south of Center Campus, Macomb College. So over to Tom for input, and then over to Davian. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Davian, it's the big building right on Garfield. Like I said, just south of Macomb College there at south of Hall Road. Yeah, I think it's right across the street from the bowling alley. Go ahead, Davian. KJKJO.
Okay, I know right where that is. Yeah, I'm in Shelby Township, so it's not really that far. All right, I'm going to mark that on my calendar invite as soon as I get to my house so I have it there. Yeah, that's what I do with all the nets. I put them all on my Google Calendar. That way they're there, and I can, try to join when I can. So, but let me see. No, I am in town. That's not the day I'm leaving for Grand Rapids. So, yeah, I might do that. So, yeah, that's good. I'll get that marked on the calendar. And I'm assuming it's the same time as the net, yeah?
See if I got it here. Hang on.
I'll be right back. I got a phone call, guys. KKJJ.
Copy that, Tom. Yeah, Davian, it is the same time. So today is the 11th, right? So 11th is the net tonight at 7. And our DEC Mike, I believe, is in net control tonight. And the 18th, so a week from today, it's the meeting, but it's just like we're not doing much radio work. But it would be a good meet and greet for you. So just know we're not going to do any training. But, man, you can put faces and call signs together. So you're more than welcome. The south entrance of the MISD building. And then, it is at 7 o'clock. Yeah, you can come a little early if you want. You don't necessarily have to stay for the whole thing because it's some people are just dropping in and, for the season. Over to you, Davian. NAWRO Richmond, standing by.
WHB Mobile.
WHBY Mobile.
What's happening? I'm only here for about 4 minutes, so I figured I'd turn the radio on and say hello. Hope I didn't cut in on anybody. The volume was way down.
Yep, it's been quiet this morning. Yeah, I got about 4 minutes, too. And that X81 tower is almost the same.
Yeah, dittos. I'll be on my final approach here shortly as well. So, of course, today's Thursday office meeting day, and we're going to a new office management system, and the sky is falling, So, especially the president of the company, I think he's on the verge of a nervous breakdown.
Oh, yeah. what it hates change. One thing I've definitely noticed, everybody complains anytime anything changes, but when the next thing that comes and changes that, they're complaining that they changed the thing. Yeah, that's always an adventure.
Yeah, I make fun of him. He has to relearn how to cook the books. I think that's his biggest dilemma, you know. We've been using QuickBooks desktop forever, and they're no longer supporting that. So now you got this cloud thing, and this cloud thing is completely different. I mean, there's very few similarities as far as the interface goes. So it's been exciting, and he keeps giving me all these tasks, but yet he won't give me the permissions. So I'm going to bring that up today, too. You know, well, I need you to modify the estimates so we could put everybody's individual emails on there. Well, you need another group of permissions to do that. So send him a text. Night. Okay, dude, if you want me to do this stuff, you need to up my permissions. So, I think that's going to be a fun discussion today. Can't wait.
Yeah, the good old software with service model that everybody's gone to, or instead of buy once, cry once, it's, you know, keep paying us so we can keep watching that bank account go higher. I'm making the turn here, so I'm going to say 7-3.
You take care. You have a good day at work. I'm making the turn, too. I'm on the, what do they call it, the runway. So glad I got the driveway done yesterday before all of this stuff turned to ice. I was able to get most of the slush off, and the snowblower actually did a pretty good job blowing the slush, so I was pretty happy. But it's definitely not going to blow this stuff. So, 73 is to you and everybody else that's listening. WABD out.
Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Tango Alpha. Whiskey 8 Golf Hotel Zulu. Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Tango Alpha.
WROKCKDO.
Morning again, Tom.
Yeah, down at the doc's office. You said you're a notary public, right?
Yes, sir.
You're on my cell phone. Can you give me a call?
Will do. NHWRO.
KCKDO.
K8RUH.
N1KRD.
WDAKLL, how you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you? How is that cold weather by you?
Well, it's definitely cold, and I'm glad I got all the driveway cleared out and everything, because it's all froze up now.
And that's what I heard. I got a spot out there in the driveway. It had to be clear, but I don't know right now. I might need to put a salt on it and with a you know, big hammer chisel it out, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I did, is I salted the driveway and kept on it while it was snowing, so we're ahead of the game. She's right down to the cement.
I really don't know when it got froze up. I guess it froze up last night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she got down really cold. I don't know, probably 15, 10, somewhere in there.
Well, what are you going to do? That's a winner for you.
Yeah, I had to go out and just tap my wire. It was drooping down, you know, with that, you know, I got the pulley system with the weight on it, and it worked beautiful. It allowed the wire to droop almost down to the ground. It was reachable above my head. And I just tapped it, and whoop, it went right back up to where it was supposed to be.
Well, I got up yesterday. All the power line was closed up. Even the cable company, they were all ice on them. So that's what happened yesterday morning.
Yeah, I was waiting for that wire to get some ice on and see how it reacted. Quite happy with that whole system. That it works beautiful.
Yeah, I like that too, because you know what, when the wind blow a little bit, the wire goes up and down a little bit, but it doesn't get that much anyhow. You know, I was on 10 meter this morning. There was nobody out there.
Yeah, I was out there too. 10's really quiet. There was a couple stations, and then, of course, you got the POTA guys out there. I don't know. I think I got a 10 or 15 on the log this morning already. WD8KLM.
I was out there for a few minutes, and I don't hear nobody. I shut it down. I said, let me get some of that sleep. And I did. I woke up about an hour ago.
There's nothing wrong with that. Good day for that, for sure. I'm enjoying being locked up in the shack, hunting these POTA guys and DXs and whatever else I can find out there. I've been having a ball. I put that amplifier about 300 watts and melt the ice right off that wire.
Actually, the amplifier, do whatever it wanted to do, like 200 watt, 100, 200, 300, 400, or it just said I want 300 and that's it.
It works on, so my Yaesu 991A is the driver, and it pushes lower watts into the amplifier. So if I push like 40 watts into it, I get about 300 out. I've got a chart, but yeah, I get about 300 watts into it, and it's plenty enough to go over top of everybody.
Yeah, you do that. Even a reach up to ISS, that's for sure, with all these watts going out. But I hate to be out there with all these watts going out too.
You can't hunt ISS with an amplifier. That's UHF and VHF, two frequencies. Well, same frequency, just different channels. Or different frequencies, different channels. But, yeah, you can't put an amplifier on ISS.
I know that. I'm just joking, that's all. Anyhow. Well, that wire is good enough, you know. And that antenna you got out there, it's a good antenna, let me tell you. It's okay for 5,000 watts, so you're okay on that one. The 300 don't mean nothing then.
Yeah, I think my wire is rated for 1,000 watts, and the 10-meter vertical is 5,000, so I don't know how. I guess they market that 10-meter for 11-meter, too, because you get the CV guys out there with the big amplifiers, but that's the IMAX 2000 10-meter antenna, and that sucker is awesome for sure for DX.
Well, I have not used my vertical yet, but I will use it because I got a switch here. I can switch AB switch here. I can switch between the vertical and the wire, but I have not done that yet.
Yeah, we got to get you hooked up. First of all, you got to get your general so you can get up on 20. And you can get on there just about every day. But the other thing you need is a tuner, right?
I think maybe this Sunday I take my test online with Captain Don, the company he worked for, I guess. I don't know if he's still working there or not, but that's what I'm going to do, go online and take it online.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I thought you were going to get it last Sunday or whatever the 7th was, I think you said. But, yeah, go put your foot down there and get her done, Jack. WD8 Kalo.
Yeah, you know, see, because I had to stop and do something else this all fast about two or three weeks. We got to do this, and I had run a few things I had to do, and I've been busy too. And when you're busy, your mind is not 100% there. That's the reason why KFA DRC.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you got to be focused and tuned in for sure, and then schedule it when you're later in the day, and you'll be ready to go. That's what I did. It took me 4 days of studying to get my general, but I was studying, you know, pretty much all day off and on. But on the fourth day, I called the company that Captain Don works for. I can't think of it right now, but they said they needed 15 minutes prior to wanting to take the test. So I studied all day on Thursday, which is the fourth day, and I took the test at 9 o'clock. And, yeah, it's all good from there. WDKLO.
They got that Zoom really perfect, you know what I mean? And they don't ask too many questions. They really don't. They ask you, do this, do that. They don't ask too many. They don't tell you, you got to go in the bathroom, take a test. That is out. They don't tell you that at all. They are perfect people. And they got a lot of customers, too.
Yeah, they've got a group of people that are so-called on-call or what have you. And obviously, they got to have three of them to make it official. So, yeah, there was three guys popped up in the window, and I got to be honest with you, they had me run through the ringer. I had some files in my cabinet there. They made me take everything out of my cabinet, lay it on the floor, show me the cell phone, put it in the back. You know, it was like I had to adjust the room a little bit, but we finally got there.
KFADRC, yeah, at least you didn't have to go to the bathroom, take it, Beth.
Yeah, so, all right, Jack, I'm going to grab some lunch here and start hunting some POTA here this afternoon. Got to keep my status up on World Radio League, over.
And to me, World Radio is the best. It is the easy one, and it's a perfect, really, the way they got it and everything else. All right, Greg, good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. KFA, DRC.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I saw you on there, on the list there. If you go to the Michigan leaderboard and click on single sideband, you're on there, I think. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. WD8KLO will be clear.
KJO from NAWRO, Armada. Nothing heard, NAWRO, clear.
W8FU. W8BD.
I'm in here for about another minute. Good afternoon. W8FU.
Hello. Gonna go grab myself a cup of coffee here from my favorite Big B place, and then I'm heading back towards the office. How you been? Been a minute since I talked to you.
Doing good. I've got very short weeks and lots of time off. Today was, well, yesterday I was in Lansing, but today I'm off and tomorrow, and I met up with my kids and my son and my daughter and my granddaughter. We had brunch, and then I met up with Anthony for a few minutes. I'm just running out for something I forgot. Trying to stay warm. Not get a heart attack doing the snow.
Very good. Did you get Anthony's radio figured out? I'm gonna step for a site for here so I can get a order some coffee. Be right back. Okay, I'm back.
Well, I looked at them, and they were marked UHF. 800 UHF, they're clearly 800 VHF. Two of them are DOA with some unknown errors. Three appear to be mostly working. Seemed like there was another volume control top. May have to do a Rob Peter, pay Paul, switch them, swap some things around, get, you know, hopefully get two or three of them fully functional. So we'll see. Get them into the shop and get a look at them and try to see what we can make them. But they look like they're all 800 Vs, which is real popular combo.
Did you say they were VHF or UHF? I missed that part.
800 V, VHF.
Got it. Yeah, I told him that would work. Of course, I think you told him the same thing, you know, especially where he's at, so... We're starting to get a pretty good following on that network, which is it's kind of nice.
Yeah, problem is there's just not a whole lot we do on VHF besides that. Well, you got the Mecca, the 7.2, and then there's a couple of other worthy repeaters around. I get on the Dart occasionally. The Lance Cruise is a good repeater. So, you know, there's enough decent VHF out there to play with. But I know you get outside of the metro area here, and VHF 800 would be the preferred dual bander. But around here, the 800 UHF would be more usable for me. But those are kind of rare. You know, and then they come in that high split, low split. And I never understood why people buy the high split, the R2s, because the R1s will cover that and more. The only people that really need the high split, the R2s, are people that are running T-band, like, and that's very limited. There's, like, in New York, there was some, I think New York Fire was running up in T-band. So I never understood why there was such a preference for R2. But, whatever, it is what it is.
Yeah, I often wondered that too. Fire. I wondered who hung out there. I always wondered, maybe in the old days, was there like, what they call it, land, LMR, you know, garbage trucks and, you know, private companies like that. I always used to wonder, is that where they used to, you know, send them for frequencies? But, you know, all I know is what I know around here, you know, and you're right. You don't see anything there. You go to radio reference and stuff like that. You see a lot of the other companies, you know, in the R1 area, but you don't see anything there. And I don't think there's anything available, correct me if I'm wrong, in the 7-800 band for the general population, is there? I mean, that I always thought that was pretty much restricted to, let's say, the professional entities. Is that the case?
LAPD and Fire are all T-band up there.
Right, so, but that's the thing, you know, it's like, it seems like, well, I mean, I guess if that's where most of them are getting surplused out, that's fine, but it seems like there's far more places that can utilize R1, you know, than R2, because R1 will cover everything but T-band, you know, so I don't know, but, I think there's still some 800, we had some 800 when I was working private industry, we had some 800 systems down here that were private, you know, or, well, commercial, not public safety. But those were mostly like LMR. You know, they weren't you know, Astro 25 systems, but they very well could be. I've been out of that loop for 35 plus years.
Yeah, because you see a lot of those 700s. I think the ones that at our where I play around once in a while. I think those are all, well, most of their talking still on VHF because, you know, I can pick on them because I'm one of them, bunch of rednecks. So most of their stuff is that way. So, you know, VHF 700 or VHF 800, but they never use the 800 stuff, and I think they only got four or five frequencies anyways, so it really isn't that much. So go ahead, Freddie. And it's good to know about the T-band.
Yeah, it was just like, so yeah, LA, West Coast, San Fran, your big, like, metros, they specifically state T-band for UHF, New York, stuff like that. That's why that there was such a market for that split, because most of your lower UHFs, like R1, would be commercial, and they wanted to steer everybody for that stuff towards your, you know, turbo lines or radius lines. What? Come on. Come sit up here. Come on. So, all right. My fiber fusion splicer just arrived. I just got it out of the cold. UPS put it in front of the garage. It was so cold.
There you go. Yeah, no, Anthony came across some 7Ks, and of course they all appear to be 800B, which I know you guys are all hot for, but they're not as popular down here. But, you know, a TJ's machine up and running, there's enough use to justify them down here. But not as popular down here in Southeast as it is out there, out your way. So I got to go through them and patch them together and see how many of the bunch we can make work. Anywho, what else was I going to? There was going to be something else I was going to mention. God darn it. Oh, well. I'm going to get inside, pick it up from there. W8FU.
Yeah, that's what I want to say, Gabe, because I pretty much did. Tim and RWO and KJO are using, they're using VHFP25. It covers remarkably well. I mean, and you can't tell by the sound quality at all where they're coming in from. So there's nothing wrong with that, and he'll be able to join us too in some conversations with that. Even if he puts it in his car with just a little bit of your help of an outside antenna, but you really don't even need that for as well as that TJ machine works. It almost works. It almost works in my house, not quite, but I live in the hole. Go ahead, Fred.
All right, I'm going back to work.
All right, bye-bye, Freddy. I'm going to get inside now. I've been sitting here in the driveway. I'll be back. W8FU.
W8FU.
KFADIC.
Good afternoon, Jack. Are you mobile as well?
I'm mobile. The 2x4 in the back seat. Do you believe that?
Did you say 2x4 in the back seat?
Yeah, the 2x4 is in the back seat.
Well, you sound okay. Hopefully you're not too high power to irradiate your brain.
Well, I got a medium power. I ain't talking too much on this anyhow.
I see. Yeah, I'm using the, I'm trying to remember what the antenna's called, but it's a short UHF-only wideband antenna. And it's, I'm MD9600, so that one that you got at home.
See, but they got a little bit of crackling, and it could be your antenna, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is my antenna. I've noticed that a lot of the repeaters are weaker, so I might have to take a look at that.
How's Eric, by the way?
As far as recovery is doing well, and I think he's home soon, but they're just keeping him there. But then.
No, he went to the hospital. He didn't say nothing.
He said he didn't want to have visitors, so, you know, when he's out of the hospital and at home, then we can go visit him.
No problem. Yeah, he's doing good. That's good. Glad to hear that one.
Yep, you know, he said he had some pain, but, you know, that's understandable after he had surgery. So, yeah, it's good recovery time. Yep, I'm here. That might also explain the signal problem.
I didn't get cut off a little bit, but that's okay.
Alright, well, I will let you go for now, rather than be fluttery and staticky. So I'll talk to you later. Okay, after this, and I want to see your radio there. You got the antenna inside. We'll talk to you later. KFAS.
My transmission, it was nothing above. I think, take care. KFAS, you're good.
Good. Somebody's jamming here. Sorry, Jamie.
I never know if somebody came in, you're right. There's a lot of them out here.
Sorry. Sorry, sad hams. I'm sorry you're sad.
I believe that. I say Robert and I can't wait to see.
Can't hear that.
Hey, Pierre.
Hey, Dylan.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Headed on my way home.
Yeah, me too. Just, don't know what that big, round, bright object is in the sky. I think it's a UFO.
I'm not seeing much of it up here. Kind of peeking through.
Yeah. Well, got a car wash today. Figured it's been about 3 months. I think got a little bit of a break. My car's going to sit in the garage for a while. I'm going out of town, so I don't want to sit there with a lot of rust on it, or a lot of salt on it, rusting.
Yeah, for the most part, my cars get washed once, and that's right before I turn them back in. Got my next one on order.
Yeah, I like having a clean car, especially if it's full of salt stuff. Every time you rub up against it, it gets on your clothes and everything, so I do like to clean it when I can. Found a car wash that was a real good deal. You basically end up paying about $4 a wash, and you can use it any time, rather than these like jacks or whatever where you pay a monthly fee and you can do as much as you want, but it expires at the end of the month. I don't like that.
Yeah, I live in a dirt road, so even if I didn't wash it, it'd just be getting dirty anyway. But, if I wash it at home, my well's got salt in the water, so it doesn't really help me. It's just putting more salt on it.
Oh, wow. You got salt in the water. Is that from having a, what do you call those things? We used to have one of those in, we used to live where we had well water, and they had one of those things to take the minerals out, but it didn't taste salty all the time.
You're talking on water stuff there, but no, this is, straight from the pump. It's in the aquifer. It's kind of a in the area. It I guess back in the day there used to be a place that would pump it out of the ground and then dehydrate it and sell mine salt that way. But yeah, I guess the area I'm in is bad for having salt in the wells.
Yeah, a water softener. Yeah, my parents had one of those. And I just remember it was, if you had ice from the ice maker, it had a little bit of salt in it. And when you, as soon as you put that into a soft drink, it just made it totally flat. Get rid of all the carbonation.
Yeah, supposedly the softeners aren't supposed to do that. Salt's only there to rinse out the medium and put it back to refresh it or whatever, but mine was salty even before I put the softener in. The softener just made it not as hard water.
Yeah, well maybe this is defective or something, because it definitely left some salt in this, in the water. Or maybe it just didn't work right. I kind of thought maybe that's some issue with all of them, but could have been a defective one.
Hey, it's possible. Yeah, I've got a external whole house humidifier, and this last year, before I changed the filter pad on it or whatever, the water pad on it, I measured the, I weighed the new one and then threw the new one on the scale, or the old one on the scale, and it picked up like 3.5 pounds of salt over the winter.
Well, yeah, those get crusty and dirty. I change mine every winter, every fall, I should say, before winter. And, they get nasty. Evaporator pit, I think is what they call them.
Yeah, I've got to do mine external to the furnace. The furnace just draws through the door, so there's no way to put a humidifier on it. So just run a little... whole house humidifier.
Oh yeah, ours is attached right to the outside of the furnace. And I guess and there's a water line, so it drips down through the evaporator pad, and the air blows through it. But my wife always complains the house is too dry anyways, so I don't know what to do. It's like I think it's set at maximum.
Yeah, that'll happen. It's winter time. This thing's like almost about the size of a dehumidifier, but it's just a big tub of water, and there's a evaporator pad in it, and then there's a little fan and a humidistat on it, and it just when it goes dries out, it'll keep the fan on and blows the air through the evaporator. It's just kind of like one of those little ones you put in the bedroom, just much bigger.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. It's got a fan on the back of it, and so it blows across the evaporator pad, which has got water dripping down through it. Blows that into the ductwork, I guess. That's how it's supposed to work. Well, I guess it does an okay job. Alright, I'm just pulled into my area here. I'll be home in a moment. So, catch you later. Drive safe. Enjoy the sunshine while it's disappearing right now. So, wow, these short days. Well, we're almost at the shortest day, and then they'll get longer. Amazing how that works.
Catch you later, KPR.
Yep, it's about to be a long night. We'll say 7:30, see you beyond.
Mobile. WABPD Mobile.
Alpha, Papa Papa, W8APP monitoring.
Is that Xavier?
Call here is W8APP, I'll copy.
Yes, copy. KFADIC.
Very good. Have a good evening, 73 from W8APP.
Yes, you're sounding good. And have a good evening, KFADIC.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I'm in a new QTH location, so I'm just checking out the repeaters in the vicinity here and what I'm able to hit. 73 from WHAPP.
What is that location? I'm over here, Rochester.
Yeah, sorry about the delay there. Yeah, I'm in Rose Township here, not more than a few miles from downtown Holly.
Oh, okay, I know where you're at. You're not too far from me anyhow. All right. Good talking to you. Take care again. KF8VRC.
Was that KF8CRC Charlie Robert Charlie?
No, that'd be KF8 Detroit Rock City.
All right, very good. Hey, I appreciate that. Thanks so much. Perhaps we'll connect again here on the repeater. 73.
No problem, anytime. KF8VRC.
WD8KLL.
KF8VRC, go ahead.
What was the suffix there?
Yeah, I was just reaching out there, KF8DRC, WD8KLL. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. I was watching him over here, and I fell asleep for 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's two naps today, Jack. And we're getting ready to watch the football game here. It's about it on this end.
Oh, and then another maybe 20 minutes, I got to be on the Lancer Fluff.
What was that, Jack? You got a little bit of static there. Say that again. Yeah, I didn't get that last transmission there, Jack.
I gotta go on the net at 8:30.
Okay. Which one is that?
Lance Cruiser. Lance Cruiser.
Did you get out on 10 at all today?
There was a lot of Texas people out there.
Yeah, I got quite a few DX. On 10, and all the POTA guys were out today pretty much on 20. 20 and 40.
I know, but I just, a couple of Texas and that was it. And I had to leave anyhow. I had to go grocery shopping.
Okay, yeah, I got to do that tomorrow myself. It's supposed to get cold this weekend here. It's supposed to get down almost, I think it said 5 or 0. So, and then I guess next week it's going to get up near 40.
One day it's going to be like in here. They said about 1. It's going to drop to 1 at night. I don't know what day that be. Tuesday or Wednesday, I don't know exactly.
Yeah, it looks like Saturday. Saturday is going to be a low of 2 and a high of 16. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, and then Thursday next week, 44.
Next week is 44. Yeah, it's going to be warmer. If you want to know that Land Cruiser 147080. The PL is 100.
Okay. Might tune in there and see what's going on over there.
Yeah. Anyhow, so how you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. Yeah, I was sore from all the activity, snowfall, and keeping that stuff off the driveway. But other than that, we're doing good.
That's good. Anyhow, how's the truck, by the way?
It's doing good. No problems. Funny thing is, the only problem I've had is my remote start won't work for my key fob, but I do have an app on my phone, and that works, but my key fob won't, so I don't know. I'm trying to figure that one out. I called them. They said, well, we did nothing but change the transmission, but I'm trying to figure out. I know they disconnected the battery, so maybe that had something to do with it, and they maybe not have reconnected something. I'm not for sure.
Sometimes when they disconnect the battery, they throw everything off because it's all electronic. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out. So, how you been doing? You get through all that snowfall and everything cleaned up?
Not everything cleaned up. I went out today and trying to get some of that snow out of the driveway, and it was frozen. I said, forget it, I ain't going to do it.
Yeah, all the stuff that was out there is definitely frozen solid. So, yeah, it's going to be a few days. Next week it'll thaw up.
I guess we're going to have to wait till next week.
Yep. All right, Jack, I'm going to cut you loose here. The ball game just started, and we'll probably be listening to the net there in a little bit as well. So we'll talk to you later there, Jack.
All
KFA DRC WDA KLO.
Hey, Ray, good talking to you. Take care. KFA DRC.
Kilo Fox Trot 8, Echo Alpha Papa. Listening. KABB. KFHDAT, monitoring.
KC8LKV.
KF8EAP. Listen.
KC8LKV, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. He's got the day off tomorrow, and just staying up way later than I should anyways.
Well, I hate to say it, but I get every day off.
Oh, man. Must be nice, but at the same time, I do enjoy what I do, so... kind of just chilling around on the internet on some, ironically, just on some ham radio learning expeditions right now.
Where are you at? What's your QTA?